चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
RBI बैलेंस शीट स्वेल्स टू 54 लाख करोड़ सिंस मीड फेब्रुवरी, सेड मोतीलाल ओसवाल। द रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडियाज RBI's बैलेंस शीट हैज इंक्रीज्ड बाय अबाउट 9.5 लाख करोड़ सिंस मीड फेब्रुवरी व्हेन द फर्स्ट लॉन्ग टर्म रेपो ऑपरेशन वाज कंडक्टेड टू 54 लाख करोड़, मोतीलाल ओसवाल फाइनेंशियल सर्विसेज सेड ऑन फ्राइडे। This has led the annual growth rate to more than double from 14% in early 2020 to more than 30% currently, according to its EcoScope report. Consequently, the banking system net surplus has increased from rupees 3 lakh crore to 2.2% of net demand and time liabilities in the early 2020 to 4.3 lakh crore or about 3% of NDTL currently. Almost half of the expansion in RBI's balance sheet is attributed to foreign currency asset, another 30% by LTROs and remaining 20% by the purchase of domestic securities. Further, the annual growth in broad money supply or the M3 also picked up to 12.4%. Year to year, the highest in 6 years, supported almost entirely by the high fiscal deficit. Since end FY20, M3 increased by 7.4 lakh crore and the net credit to the government rose by 7.3 lakh crore. Still, Motilal Oswal Financial Service said that it does not believe it to be because the credit deposit ratio and the banking sector of the government and the private or commercial sector is currently at 111%, similar to the levels in the past 2 years. Besides, the government has resisted massive fiscal stimulus, which implies that unless commercial lending picks up quickly, the broad money supply will taper off in the coming months. Going forward, while fiscal deficit will start softening, commercial lending may remain stressed in the foreseeable future, which will help taper M3 growth. Therefore, while the higher broad money supply is seen as the harbinger of higher inflation by some section, we believe that this is a temporary phenomenon, which is unlikely to create higher inflation on a sustainable basis. Finally, while it is still hoped that RBI will intervene in the treasury market to support bond yields, it will be an extremely difficult task to achieve, especially if foreign capital inflows remain strong, said Motilal Oswal Financial Services.